Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen here with my sister-in-law, Laura Whiffler.
Hey, guys.
And before we jump into our topic today, I just wanted to let you all know that Laura and I have been talking a lot about a pregnancy that she's having. A paper pregnancy, because...
Yes, I'm adopting. It's kind of funny. Yay. We were chatting and I was like, I've never said anything on the show about it. And, you know, I announced it on my personal blog and on Instagram and Facebook and all mm-hmm. that good stuff, but really has never said anything here. So, we are adopting two kiddos from Eastern Europe, from Bulgaria to be specific. And we're finished with our home study. We're in the process of completing, a few final things, and then we'll be over there, but our paperwork will be over there and we'll be eligible for two kiddos. We're looking for two kiddos of ages 4 and under is kind of the hope. A lot of people ask that question. So, yeah, we're really excited. It's pretty crazy. Yeah. It's pretty surreal to like finally be doing this thing that we've been talking about for so long.
Yeah. It's been amazing to watch Laura and her husband's just journey through this. And, just beautiful to watch how much, you know, they are sacrificing and working on this to bring these children. So, maybe we'll talk about this more someday.
Oh yeah. We're definitely talking about adoption.
And
more.
So if you want to hear about stuff like this, let us know. Or if there's other things that you want to hear about that you're like, why don't they ever talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. Send we love getting email. Messages. A lot of our shows have come from reader messages, and Emily and I have no shortage of ideas, but, we love it when we start hearing like from a lot of you that you want this topic covered, then we're like, oh mm-hmm. man. We got to talk about that.
Okay. And so that leads us into our next topic, which is we're doing another episode kind of related to marriage. We know that that's something that gets left out of the conversation a little bit in motherhood. And yet it is such a huge part of our calling and just living out our calling well. And specifically today, we're talking about kind of getting on the same page as our husbands when mm-hmm. it comes to parenting strategies and maybe like discipline and just how we approach more of the practical things in the lives of our children. Because with two different people, two different genders, two different backgrounds coming into a marriage with children, it's always interesting if you just let it play out naturally.
Recipe for failure. I don't know. I feel like it's so funny because especially when you first become parents, like, oh, it's so fun. We're just like changing diapers and doing these fun things. And then they start to grow and you start to see like all of these behavioral issues and you see the sin in their heart. Mm-hmm. And I think then you start to see more sin in your spouse. You start to see more sin in yourself. And so it's definitely a huge thing to like get on the same page, but it can be so hard to do.
I know. Yeah. And Laura and I had fun talking about stories of just how we've had a hard time getting on the same page with our own husbands. Yeah. And I know for me, I think my husband is like more black and white and he's like just more objective and more like authoritative. And I am more reactive or like more passive, or I just like to think that I'm more nurturing and more gracious.
She frames it up in a good way. She's given herself the good word.
You know, in my mind, I'm not passive. I'm patient. Okay, not true. But anyway, so he tends to like, you know, respond very immediately and like very overly consistent, and I can tend to let things go. And so basically our kids can just get whiplash because we have kind of good cop, bad cop going on if we haven't planned. And my husband is jumping in and like getting it every time. And then it's like, well, but if I ask again, mommy may make an excuse and let me get away with it. So we have had to be really, really intentional. And what's cool is that when we are, it works out great.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like for a specific example I'll share is that like, you know, my husband loves to wrestle with our kids. Like a lot of dads love wrestling. And, you know, there have been times, especially when my son was a little bit younger, that he would like kind of go after my husband's face and just be pressing on it and sitting on it and standing on it and, you know, whatever. And my husband was just laughing. I mean, it was all in good fun. They were both joking around. Neither of them were trying to hurt one another, but I was like, whoa, you cannot do that because you better believe the next time he sees another kid, he's going to be trying to sit on his face. And so, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, as a mom, I saw something different in like how that's going to play out in other situations. And that happens on both sides. Like there are things that, you know, I let slide that my husband's like, I don't think we should probably do that because that's going to come out in a different way. And so that is even just like kind of a small thing, but something where it's important to get on the same page. And I don't want to like freak out in the moment and be like, oh my word, don't do that. You know, that's so bad. But instead for us to just have like a calm conversation of like, hey, here's why I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't let him like try to peck out your eyes with his fingernails, you know, or whatever. Here's the reasons why. Do you agree? Like, what do you think? And you know, it goes so much smoother than me just like freaking out in the moment or being so angry or simmering in the corner about like he's teaching him bad habits, you know, because I do the same thing. So, but that's just kind of like and a practical.
And if you are struggling with maybe a spouse who truly is on a different page because they are maybe not a Christian or, maybe, he's just maybe not leading the way you were hoping. We do have an episode a while back that we'll link to in the show notes, kind of about how you can encourage and help your husband to lead your family. And, so I will direct you there. We can't get into that in this episode, but assuming you guys are both Christians, I think that's something we can just, a starting point is that wanting to be on the same page that our main calling as parents is to pass along our faith to our children.
Yep. Yeah. The whole, goal, we both should have the same goal as believing parents and, you know, that's, you know, disciplining our children and bringing them up in the way of the Lord and living out whatever, ways God has called us to uniquely live out that vision. But at the same time, the way we execute that plan or that vision looks so different because we are two different people and we're both sinners. We're both imperfect. And, so just the way that plays out, that's why often, you know, especially when you get into the nitty gritty of parenting of like, you know, are we going to let them throw their food off the table or are we going to laugh at that? Or, you know, like, are we going to deal with this behavior or that behavior? Some of that nitty gritty comes out differently because our personalities are different and, it can be hard just to know, you know, what to do exactly.
Yeah. And so I find, and Laura and I are talking about this of just needing to give our husbands, you know, believing the best about their intentions and respecting them and, you know, their authority and their ideas and their preferences. I know like a lot of times my husband may like care about a behavior, exactly like what Laura was saying, that I don't have as strong a preference about, but there are ways that we can be like, you know what, like, great. Like, this isn't a huge deal. I can listen to him and believe that he has a good idea about this. And I don't, you know, we don't want to treat our husbands like they're another one of our children. And just be like, well, he doesn't really know what he's talking about, or he hasn't really done the research, or he hasn't really been around as much. Like, I just continue to be surprised at, even though maybe like I may read more books, like my husband has awesome instincts as a parent and awesome wisdom and insight into what to do. Probably better than mine a lot of times.
Well, I think it's a good point because I think they can come in often more objectively, especially if you're home with the kids or even if you work. Often moms tend to be, as Emily was starting to say there, you know, we tend to be kind of the researchers and we read the books and we talk to our mom friends. And, you know, I think we just swap information and consume information often a lot more. We're not going to, it's not a blanket statement. Definitely no dads that are like super into that too. And that's awesome. But, I think like sometimes husbands can come in and offer a more objective viewpoint on discipline or just behaviors and things and how to deal with them. Whereas often I feel like I'm too close to the situation. I have emotions and passions and I have had it up to here with X, Y, Z, you know, and my husband can come in and be like, all right, let's just like, you know, let's just bring it down a notch and like, we can deal with this.
Exactly. And I think we want to remember too that I know I tend to give myself a lot of grace when I mess up. And I tend to excuse things. And then if my husband doesn't say something in just the right way, I'm like, why did he say it that way? Or, you know, doesn't he know we're supposed to, you know, say it this perfect way according to this book? And that's just silly. That's craziness. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm giving my husband the same, you know, liberties and grace that I'm walking in.
Totally.
And knowing that, like, yeah, God's grace is just as sufficient for him, and we both have off days. That's okay.
And remembering that God is sanctifying us.
Yes.
We always talk about a lot how motherhood is sanctifying. I mean, that's a hashtag on Instagram. But then, like, marriage is sanctifying, you know, and like God is working through our spouses, and he is just as sovereign, as Emily was saying, he's just as sovereign over our sins as he is theirs. Mm-hmm. And so your kids, you know, we trust God that like through our flaws and through our errors as moms, like he will still care for our children. And we have to believe that when we see something with our husband that we want to be super critical of, or like, again, we use like a harsher standard of judgment for our husbands. We have to remember that like, no, God is just as sovereign. He died on the cross for them too. He gave them grace just like he gives it for me. And so,
And it's sanctifying them too.
Amen. And,
And then another thing that just popped into my mind, if that is something that you're like, oh, that is such like a stressful topic for me, or that's, Laura and I did a show called, Is Your Child's Faith Your Responsibility? Where we dive into that topic super deep. I'm like that we have this like repertoire now a little bit more of, we're like, okay, go back and listen here if you need more information.
Em's whipping out all the connections. I'm proud of you. Good job, girl. So how does this look like practically? You know, so we talked about a little bit like why it doesn't happen, what the importance of it is, or what grace to give our husbands. But what does that look like practically? And so Emily, I have a few ideas, and there are like probably so many cool ways to do this. But the first thing we want to talk about is just like getting on the same page, like not just in the same book, but in the same page. And, you know, if you work, or even if you're at home, like the big thing is just catching up our husbands, you know, and maybe you picked up your kid from a care provider, or maybe you've been home all day and you're hiding in the bathroom, whatever that may be. If dad comes home, then it's all about catching him up on what's going on, you know, what child is, you know, I don't know, hitting that day, or is, you know, stealing toys a bunch, or this child doesn't feel well, this child missed their nap, like all of those things. I think it's important to just kind of like give them the 101 and really talk through kind of, you know, this is why we're doing what we're doing, or this is why it seems harsh, but really it's not, because, you know, I've been dealing with this for 5 hours.
Yeah. And I think I'm finding more and more that it's important that I like do this pretty quickly and that I do it in a way that's not complaining. I think I used to, like, when my husband came home, I was like, rah, 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 you know, like, just immediately like lay into the kids. I've been so bad today. And now it's like, okay, no, it's more at the dinner table. And I'm just like, hey, you know, so-and-so, let's talk to daddy about, you know, what happened this afternoon. And we try to just keep it a lot more positive. And it doesn't have to be this big, intense,
totally
scary conversation every afternoon, because I'm sure that's not fun to listen to either.
It's showing your kids, too, that you guys are on the same team, you know, and that they can't kind of, you know, work the two parents to get what they want. So another thing we've talked about is just, you know, my husband and I tend to have, we like to say they're weekly, but they're not, like monthly kind of talks, meetings, not really meetings, but just like car rides or, you know, date nights or whatever, where we kind of talk about specific issues or things that we're seeing in our kids, strengths and weaknesses, areas that we can kind of would like to foster some growth. And those meetings, like, I've realized that I need to come into those with just a very open heart, you know, and with a desire for him to ultimately lead our family and to be able to see areas that we can fix or grow in. And just, I want to be open to his advice and not think that, hey, I have all the right answers because I've researched this to death, you know, and I'm dealing with it and you don't actually care about it. But instead coming in with an open heart that is prepared to hear his thoughts and prepared to be flexible on what I think needs to happen.
Yes, exactly. And I think even like Laura was saying, there's these like meetings that we have that we can go through the specific issues. And I know my husband and I have also had like just bigger philosophical conversations about what we think we should be doing with discipline. And a lot of those honestly have happened on like road trip script, you know, mm-hmm. when we have the kids in the back and we're like, okay, we have 5 hours together and we want to talk, like, when else do we have 5 hours of time to sit
forced
and talk?
Forced one-on-one.
And, and we will go through and just map out, okay, if this, then this, if this, then this, if this, then this, with all of our kids. And then even, I don't know how many times too, we have like fist pounded each other before we've gone on like a trip, or we've, you know, done an overnight at someone's house and we're like, okay, we've got our plan. I mean, we talk down to the specifics of like, you're going to be in there first with them, et cetera. And then, it's just amazing how much better it goes when you can.
Yeah. And I think too, we kind of talked about moms being the major researchers, but the idea that, you know, if you read something, I guess I read and consume a lot more info than my husband. Mm-hmm. And so that idea that I might flag a chapter or send him a blog post or, you know, share like, oh, this mom said they do it this way, and I really liked that. What do you think? You know? And so, kind of synthesizing that information and helping them to be able to catch them up. Cause I think sometimes that can be my frustration is I'm like, well, you don't care about this as much, but it's because I've just spent a lot more time and I'm closer to the situation.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other thoughts we had. Oh, also, just talking about after you've had a situation, maybe you've been at a play date or a dinner or wherever, talking about how it went afterwards. We talked about this. Okay, well, where were you when so-and-so was running off? Or did we execute our plan well? And hey, what did we observe some other families doing? And like, is that something that we want to try? Or is that something that would never work for us? And why? Even evaluating what other people do has been super helpful for us.
Totally agree. And all of these things, everything that we've just said here, it has to come from the right heart attitude, not a heart attitude of wanting to be critical of other families, of your husband, of your children, but coming in as, hey, we want to get on the same page as parents. We want to do this together. And this is important. Like our ultimate goal here of helping our children know what, know and love what God loves and to hate what God hates. How does that look? How does that play out day to day? And that's what this is all about, is like coming in with good attitudes and an open heart to say, I want to do this with you and I don't want to work against you.
And it feels so good when you're on the same team.
Oh, like, man, it feels good.
I mean, it's just awesome to have somebody that you're like, we are doing kingdom work together.
Yes.
We are accomplishing something together. And even if we're not guaranteed how our kids are going to turn out, but like we are in it and we are on the same team. And it's just, it's an awesome feeling when you get there. And I feel like the more we've experienced that, the quicker we are to just rendezvous and get on the same page. So definitely, I think it's worth pursuing.
Yes. And with that, I think it's a good spot to close up the show. Of course, we have lots more thoughts, but you can head back to some of those other episodes that Emily mentioned. We will link to them in the show notes. In addition, we'll have lots of fun articles that you can read about this topic and just kind of get more inspired on ways to get back on the same page with your husband. And if you wouldn't mind, we would just love it if you would leave a review on iTunes. There's like a little star thing that you can rate us, and there is a place where you can leave some text about the show. So that's the best way to get the word out. We'd really appreciate it if you like what we're doing here. And then of course you can find us on Facebook and Twitter. So, all right. Yeah. I think that's it. Have a great day, everybody.